Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us. Maybe you joined David Hochberg on Saturday morning for Home Sweet Home Chicago. He's always been concerned about what is happening on the south side and the west side of Chicago with, a lot of empty properties. That's his business. He's a mortgage guy. And more than that, he's interested in Chicago. Christopher J. Clark is the mayor of Harvey. As you know, maybe you heard Maria Pappas on this show, the south and west side, their property bills up 30%, 40%. It's just crazy. And people are facing property tax increases that they simply cannot pay. And the mayor of Harvey, who's with us right now, has pledged to freeze resident property taxes. Thanks for joining us, Mayor. How are you today?
You're welcome, and I am wonderful. Thank you.
How are you going to freeze resident property taxes?
Well, I mean, to me, it's a very simple thing. It just requires the political will to do so. So as far as the city of Harvey is concerned, the city of Harvey is not the only district that taxes the residents in our area. We have 13 other districts, or 12 other districts, that tax, for instance, park districts, library districts, the township, other districts tax us as well. What we have pledged in the city of Harvey is in the upcoming fiscal year, we are not going to increase our taxes. What happens normally is that cities or other taxing entities can tax up to 4.99% without having some type of referendum. So they just automatically take advantage of that ability to tax that way, and it increases the tax bills. What we have pledged to do is we are not going to do that. We are going to do a 0% tax increase, with the exception of court orders and settlements that we have already entered into, because we must comply with those. But anything else will be 0% tax.
And then how does Harvey pay its bills? Because, I've read that you're facing a $150 million deficit. So what happens with that money that normally comes in?
Well, I think that's one of the misunderstandings there. It's to say, well, if we say that we're not going to increase the taxes, that means that we're not going to get any taxes at all. So say, for instance, right now in your job or in my job, I make $1,000, say, for instance, a month or whatever. Well, if my boss doesn't give me a 5% raise, it doesn't mean I no longer get the $1,000. That just means I don't get the 5% raise. So I still receive the same amount of money. I'm just not going up on it. And with our taxes, we will still receive some taxes. We never said we weren't going to receive taxes at all. We're just not going to increase taxes, because the taxpayer needs to be able to have some idea what their next tax bill is going to look like. And so that's why we're asking for other taxing districts to join us. They can go to holdthetax.com. They can sign up for our pledge to hold the tax at 0% for the next upcoming year. And also taxpayers can ask their local elected officials to do the same. But it's not that we're not getting a tax at all. We're just not increasing.
Right. But everybody's price has gone up. Whatever the city is providing, I'm sure the cost of that has increased as well. We've all seen what has been hitting all of us. And I know that Dixmoor and Phoenix are among the communities that the tax bill has doubled in some instances. Is that what you're experiencing in Harvey? Are your residents facing issues that might force them from their homes?
Most definitely. Our median, from what I understand, our median increase, which is the mid increase, is 82%. So that means that there's a much higher level above that we don't know about. And yes, we're talking about people who are, one is those who are current homeowners and have paid off their mortgage. They're facing the possibility of losing their homes. And then those who have mortgages, of course, are facing the possibility of foreclosure somewhere in the near future. This current tax bill, this assessment and the tax bills that followed have basically decimated the city of Hardy, in my opinion. But I'm not going to turn around and say, so the best way to get out of it is to tax even more on people who already can't afford to pay the tax. That's nonsensical as well. So what we have to do is we need better leadership, and we have to learn how to do more with less. At the same time, while we're also asking leaders in the state and the county to try to help us figure out some ways so that we don't have to continually deal with this situation year after year.
Right, because if you have 13 taxing districts and you're freezing your portion, how much is that saving the average taxpayer?
Well, and that's why we want them to go to holdthetax.com and sign up on the pledge and stick to that pledge, because we want the other 12 districts to do the exact same thing. And if we all decide to do 0%, remember, it doesn't mean that we're not getting any taxes. It means that we are not going to increase the tax in the upcoming year. If all 13 bodies did that, then our taxpayers could at least have an expectation of what their next tax bill is going to look like, and they have the possibility or the ability to plan for that. Because to get a tax bill, say, for instance, July 1st, and then expect to pay a $4,000 increase by August 1st is ludicrous. And no one should be, at least in my city, no one should be expected to do that. But if you know that your taxes can remain level for a period of time, maybe, and just maybe, you can begin to plan. But the work isn't done there. We still have more work to do beyond just holding the tax.
Here's a clip of Maria Pappas on Hochberg's show on Saturday.
The primary reason is, and I'm going to bring it home by talking about a homeowner in Dixmoor, for example. Here's a guy who owns a bungalow in Dixmoor on a block. There are three houses left because there's three vacant lots and two abandoned houses. Now, if you go to downtown Dixmoor and look at commercial property, the Dairy Queen, the nail salon, the bank, the dry cleaner, they all left. They're out of Dixmoor. So you have these commercial buildings that there are no businesses in. So when the assessor comes in and assesses this commercial building, the taxes are going to go down because the building is partially unoccupied. So now let's go back to the little homeowner. Okay, these three homeowners on this block. Remember, five of his neighbors have beat it out of Illinois, okay? Or just turned the keys over to the bank. Who suffers when the bills come out? Because somebody's got to pick up the cost of running the government. It's the three little homeowners.
Okay, that's Maria Pappas. She was on Saturday's show. Of course, she is the Cook County Treasurer. The mayor of Harvey, Christopher L. Clark, is with us. And basically what she's saying is those businesses, when they're not paying, then your homeowners are paying. And that's the concern. And can you address that? I mean, what she was saying really came off of page 5 of her report, and that shows that a large percentage of South and Southwest Side commercial property taxes have dropped more than 10%, and that impacts your homeowners.
It definitely it shifts the burden from the commercial properties to the residential properties, and we understand that that is also an issue. I try to just tell people, look, if I got two people, I got four people in the room and we need a dollar, everybody pays 25 cents a piece. If I got two people in the room and we need a dollar, then everybody has to pay 50 cents a piece. And it shifts in such a way. So we do understand that. But in the meantime, the shift in and of itself, it still is not fair to that person in Dixmoor or in Harvey to say, well, you know, it just shifted over to you, so I guess you got to go ahead and pay it, and, you know, it sucks to be you, so get
right.
over it.
Right.
No, that is not what we do here in the greatest nation in the world, and in probably what I would consider the greatest county in this nation. We don't do that way, and we don't treat our poor. Basically, the poor are getting penalized for being poor. The poor, the impoverished are getting penalized for being impoverished. And what we need to do is, and what we're trying to do is, first of all, we don't want to, as a Harvey resident and as a Harvey mayor, we don't want to contribute to that. penalizing people because they're poor and working poor.
And so, is your office, are you the person behind the website you were talking that you want people to go and sign the pledge?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Once again, give them that website, and then we got to bounce to news, but I hope you'll come and join us again.
I would love to. It is holdthetax.com, and we want taxpayers to encourage their legislative and elected officials to join us in that pledge to not increase taxes.
Christopher L. Clark, Mayor of Harvey. The news is next with Lauren on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.